bound for South Australia, 27th of February to the 5th of March, 1836. In the second week of the adventure, two ships had already set sail for South Australia. As February 1836 drew to a close, the John Pirie and the Duke of York left the mouth of the Thames River and began their careful navigation of the English Channel towards the Atlantic Ocean. But it was not plain sailing as a fierce storm raged. They were still so close to home, but huge waves broke over the decks. As Captain Morgan recalled in his diary, "This day commenced with strong winds and a high sea. The vessel very laboursome and the sea beating over the deck, the dear passengers all sick." The Duke of York found some shelter at the Isle of Wight, but the John Pirie was not so lucky. The ferocious weather took its toll on the livestock on board. John Brown wrote in his diary, "We have had another most awful night, and during which I am sorry to say, 4 more of our ewes perished. Likewise, 3 rabbits and 3 turkeys have shared the same melancholy fate." Poor Captain Morgan on board the Duke of York was very anxious about his wife, who was due to give birth at any time. In previous years, they had lost several children soon after birth, and he was understandably worried. But he was heartened by a letter from his wife, and wrote in his diary, "Received a letter from my beloved wife and child, and bless God for supporting her in the trying hour. After private prayer and Christian conversation, sent a letter home to my beloved wife.